Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company, Ship of Fools, it says here on the text screen. Great book and movie. Thanks for reminding me. It's time to read it and watch it again. Oops. Okay. It always scrolls just when I'm there. This one says, I'm not sure anyone even reads these, but I wanted to give you feedback. First of all, you know by the fact that I just read it that we read them. We read them all, every one of them. And let me say to the person that sent this one, all right, who wants to give feedback, I don't know if you're a man or a woman, but I know this. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. We have to work within the bounds we have to work within, and that's that. But you have an ally. Big time. All right. Let's not forget they want this whole Mueller transcript. They subpoenaed it. And they still have 50-plus people trying to serve with subpoenas. They really need to get off of this topic and start doing their jobs. I don't know how they look themselves in the mirror, especially Nadler, after 3 years of chasing their tails and lies, and they still actually accept the paycheck. That's what I'm saying. They're sent to Washington to represent their constituents in federal affairs. How much of their job are they actually doing? Or how much is this running from hearing room to hearing room and sitting and looking and asking 2 minutes of questions every 5 hours? I mean, it's ridiculous. They're not interested in doing their jobs. Now, I actually have two Daves, no waiting. Which Dave should I take first? How about Dave in Batavia? Dave, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Dave in Batavia. What do you have for us?
I just wanted to give you my thoughts here. The Democrat Party does not have a choice but to keep this going. Because what you're going to find out when the truth comes out is the spying and everything else predates Donald Trump. The spying was on other Republican presidential candidates, too. It's going to come out, and that's going to pretty much put the nail in the coffin of the Democrat Party after this. I'm sorry, but this was all because of the Obama administration spying. Let's not forget, they were caught spying on James Rosen.
That's right, the correspondent from Fox.
And if you remember even Rand Paul was saying they were spying on him. This is going to be so widespread that Donald Trump is just a side note in what they've been doing wrong.
Remember, Barr says that he is going to investigate the origins of all of this. And when he does, they're going to find out about the FISA courts and all kinds of things. I think you are right. I think this is the beginning of a tsunami of gigantic proportions. Good points, and I'm glad you brought them up. Yeah, remember that, Tony. First of all, remember when Trump said he wasn't even president then. But when he said that Trump Tower was bugged, everybody goes, "Why? Come on!"
They laughed at it.
Yeah, Trump Tower, but oh, come on, Trump Tower was okay. And remember all that spying stuff. As the last caller, Dave, I remembered his name mainly because there were two Daves on the line. But as Dave pointed out, and he's right, there's going to be a lot more. So I think they're trying to hopefully either slow that down. Or get something here that would kind of offset something there, but I think if you like pro wrestling, this might be your game. I like pro governance, and we're not seeing any pro governance now, are we? Washington is operating this efficiently without the help of a lot of people who are just hell bent for leather to get rid of the president. Trump has done a fabulous job, and if you consider the circumstances, he could be man of the year. He could be president of the of the millennium with the job he's doing under these circumstances.
Right now, the left has, if you were to liken it to baseball jargon, the left has the worst not only batting average but pitching average that you could think of. They have struck out every time, and anything that they've gone after Trump or anybody affiliated with Trump, you'd think they'd get sick and tired of losing and maybe change the course, but no. They're stubborn.
Well, they got a hint of hope when they got the House in the last election. Okay, unfortunately, they did get the House, and so we're tied up with the House chairman being an idiot, and so we've got to go through with this. But I think the last caller was right on point. Let's go to another Dave in South Buffalo. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, how many times have you heard the mainstream media and Democrats talk about right-wing conspiracy theories? Well, the Russian narrative is a left-wing conspiracy theory. All the anonymous sources in the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC were spreading a left-wing conspiracy theory. And let me remind everybody that the New York Times is the self-proclaimed newspaper of record.
Yes.
It's the motto. They wrote for themselves.
Yeah, that's right. They made up their own motto, and that was it. That we are the best, we are the most trustworthy. When indeed, I know, because I read a lot of their stuff in the campaign almost every day, at least two and sometimes three hit pieces on Trump, and you'd look at the sub down below, and there it was, the New York Times. All right, thank you very much. Okay, I just dropped my pen. Oh, there it is. Oh, that'll be fun. It's I need one of those things that they use in the store. Remember those
claw type thing? Yeah,
that's pretty
Reacher.
Good.
They're called.
Yeah, what is it called?
Yeah. A Reacher.
Yeah, I think I've seen them on TV.
Okay. I've always wanted. I want to get one, mainly for the backyard.
They're handy when you go to the movies, and you can kind of nip people that are a little ways away from you. They don't know what you're.
Or help yourself to their goodies.
Or extra popcorn. If they're not paying attention to the popcorn, it comes in and grabs a couple of kernels. Wouldn't that be funny?
It would be.
It'd be funny, but they'd probably shoot you. So I'm not recommending that. Let's put it this way.
It wouldn't be the first theater I've been thrown out of.
I've been thrown out of better theaters.
Yes.
Than you have, so. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. This says, will the Mueller report be available in coloring book form for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, that's one of the funniest jokes on the net right now.
That's pretty good. I like that. The big mouths, the big four big mouths seem to have taken over the Washington establishment, and the old guard, Pelosi and Hoyer and that crowd, seem to be they're pushing them away, but gently, so that remind you who's in charge here. You're the kids, we're the parents, and so they're facing not only Republicans, they're facing their own party. But if they're really serious about impeachment, they're fools, because that's not going to happen.
I was reading that Pelosi's basically lost the lost Congress, that the freshmen are now leading the charge.
Remember, she had a hard time making sure she got the job again, and then she did. She pulled it out, and now she's being challenged in there. I kind of think it'll be interesting if she gets toppled. As far as having control, simply because that'll make it even easier for Trump to win again. Because if they're going to do outlandish, outrageous stuff, that may be a small little pocket of America here or there, but it's certainly not the mainstream. And they'll find that out in a hurry.
You have to believe that the average American out there who is maybe not even... as political as we are, because obviously we do this for a living, we're talking about it every day, but they have to look at see what's going on and saying, you know what, the Democrats are not where I want to be. I think this right now they're showing to be out of their minds. I don't want any part of this. And I've said it before, they're either going to sit on their hands on the election or they're going to vote for Trump.
Well, here's an example of why I think. I put things together, not just people or words. I put things together. What is the most revered part of America right now and has been for a long time? The military. Okay? The military. Now, who represents America the best? the military. Now, you look at the political party. A, do you think the Democrats represent America? And do you think the Democrats represent the military? Because I don't. I don't. I just simply, I think that they are basically, they don't represent, they do not represent a position that we're proud of our country, we love our country, we'll stand by our country, we'll fight for our country. That's not that at all. They don't even know who our country is. Here, open the doors, let in tens of thousands of people a day or a week or whatever the number is who have no connection with our country just because they're here. So the kind of laws that they favor and the kind of presentations that they make do not show pride in country. And who has more pride in country than the military?
What's scaring me right now is I don't know if definitely our politicians don't have the stomach for it, but if further investigation points to Obama, one, knowing that there was spying and authorized spying, if they will go after him or not.
Never.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They'll go after him.
Because he's black.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. Because he's black. No, you got the get out of jail free card. And that's that. You don't want to hear it? Too bad. That's the fact.
So somebody's going to have to be found as a scapegoat.
It's my interpretation of a fact. Let's go to John in Toronto. John, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, John.
Hi. A previous caller said that the story about Russian interference was a left-wing conspiracy. And it can't be a left-wing conspiracy or a conspiracy, because it's true. I mean, there's no denying that there was interference. What the interference did is hypothetical. But there definitely was Russian interference, and calling it a Russia hoax like the president often does, it's not a hoax. Like, it really happened, and it definitely was something that needed to be looked into because it's damaging to your democracy.
Well, you know, what's interesting is we've always had spying. It's always been there, and we kind of know who does the spying, and we do the same kind of spying overseas and whatever. So that's always been there. It's the way it took, especially with the internet and things like that. It kind of took a backdoor approach, but I think that now that it's been more widely publicized, hopefully we might be a little more diligent, a little more alert. Thank you, John from Toronto. All right, let me see. Oh, Terry from Texas. Hi, Terry. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Happy Easter, gentlemen.
Same to you, Terry. What's on your mind?
I appreciate it. Well, I'll tell you what. The Democrat Party, comical for sure, predictable, and pathetic, in my opinion. When you have the likes of AOC, a.k.a. John Elway's twin sister, a.k.a. the, literal and figurative mouthpiece of the Democrat Party, holding the guide on and leading the charge towards socialism and, the quote-unquote new America, that should speak volumes to the American people. And, I'll tell you what, there's 100,000, couple 100,000, maybe even more than that, of people just like me. And if they want to turn this country into a socialist nation, they're going to have to pry it from my cold, dead hands because it's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
I think you'll find that you have a lot of allies that you don't even know you have, too, Terry.
Yeah, every LEO, correction officer, veteran, current military, everybody I know, these are people that, are prepared for, we're not advocating for violence, but I'll tell you, if this country ever turned sideways towards something like the Civil War, because you hear people bringing that up a lot, I'd put dollars to donuts that it'll be a Democrat that fires the first shot, because these people are out of their minds. You look at the guy out there in New York, matter of fact, going to burn up the church. You think that was a conservative? You think there was a God-fearing man that walked into that church doing that? It certainly wasn't. These people are losing their minds.
Now, I think they really are. It's time. It used to be just kind of a loose expression, but I think it can almost be taken literally now, Terry. I think you're right. And when time comes, Terry, you're going to have a lot of new friends, I can tell you that, including us. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. You can also text us at 30930. You can go to the Facebook page as well. We're asking, basically, now that the Mueller report is out, Will politics become less contentious, more contentious, or about the same? And will the Dems seek to impeach? The loudmouth group in the House have already started that. The word that that's what they want. Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi have different opinions. They say they don't want that. It's off the table. And we'll find out who has control of their party. But it's running off the cliff. It really is. They're beginning to drool on themselves. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. A couple of texts here. This one says, that's 30930. The Dems have to attack Barr's credibility because they know he may be investigating them next. And that's true. He said that he was going to investigate the origin of the Russian probe. And as you know, if you follow along, there's a lot of questionable things. Now, another text here kind of plays piggyback with something I said the other day. I've written enough contracts, and I've been enough around enough contracts to know that one of the things that's in every personal services contract that I've ever seen for radio personalities is if you don't get the job done, if you're not working at your job, it's called failure to do assigned work. In other words, your supervisor says you must do this, and if you don't do it, they let you go. That's it. Your contract's null and void. You have to do your assigned work. And having said that, here's a text. Sandy, I thought it was illegal to do political activity while on the taxpayer's clock at their job. Sounds like a reasonable request to do what you're paid to do. That's a good question. Because I remember in some case that came up a few years ago, there was a question of how much political work was done on the government clock. So that's maybe something that worth looking into, too. Let's go to Joe in Williamsville. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Joe.
I just want to make a statement. I'm a registered Democrat as a voting right.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just so sick of all this stuff that they're trying to do. They don't do anything for the country. All they're trying to do is just get Trump out. And I'm just so sick of it. And I think that I hope that other people follow my suit. I'm going to drop my allegiance to the Democratic Party and switch over because I'm just sick of this.
I think that you represent a lot of people. I think I've heard of the same expression. I'm tired of it. I'm weary of it. It's not serving anybody, and I'm sick of it. Well, good. I'm glad to see that. And onward and upward. The days will get better. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, he's certainly not alone, and no. I've seen it on social media, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah. Many are saying that I'm done.
Yeah, if that were my party and they're supposed to be representing me, I would feel like Joe feels. You're not representing me. You're representing yourself. That's all you're doing. But you're getting your face on TV.
But guys, CNN told me that the Republicans are losing members, not the Democrats.
They are funny.
Oh, man. Seriously, is mental health on their health plan at CNN? I hope so.
I mean, do they think, okay, we could just say anything and they'll believe us?
Yeah.
Is that the attitude there?
Look at it this way. I think people who have been Democrats have probably been Democrats for a long time. I told you, my whole family was Democrats. All of them. Every single one of them. There wasn't one person in my family who's a Republican. But as time goes on, I think you begin to see the lay of the land and who's really helping you, who's who's helping the country, and you drift away. And this isn't a drift. This is an explosion.
Well, I guarantee your parents, just like mine, were JFK Democrats, which is completely different from the Democratic Party today.
They'd kick him out of the Democratic meeting if he showed up today.
They are so far left. No, I can't see JFK Dems sticking with the party.
No, I can't either.
I mean, did you guys see? So when I got home from my appointment, I turned on CNN because I love to get a little good nugget of information to make you guys laugh. And they literally had everyone at CNN sitting at this desk.
There had to be... I saw it. It looked like the Last Supper. It really did.
And you have Jeffrey Tobin there saying, innocent people don't act this way. What the hell does that mean? How can you tell me how I would act if I'm innocent?
Yeah.
If you're innocent and every day you know this group of people are trying to get you on something, I wouldn't just sit there and let it happen.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I mean, it's going to be... exciting isn't the word anymore. It's debilitating if you do it every day. It really is. You have to refresh on the weekends at least. You have a text for us, or a Facebook, actually.
Oh, I sure do, Sandy. People finally getting to Facebook. I was a little worried early on. We weren't getting much response, and I thought, but you know what? They came through.
We got a lot of texts instead.
Yeah.
Seriously, sometimes they come in one form, sometimes another.
Go ahead. Nick says... After all this, the country is still as divided as ever. And don't worry, the media will still be even more corrupt than we've seen before. Unfortunately, this is politics. The politics we knew of 20, 30 years ago is over. This is the norm.
And yesterday, they unveiled the report. And what did we say? It's not going to make any difference what it says. They are going to continue. No matter what it says, they will continue. And they are. And this is so that was just a speed bump. They were kind of hoping they might get a nugget or two out of it. But even if they didn't, they were just going to keep going. So what's the point? What is the point of pretending that it would make a difference? Because it didn't. And it won't. And it won't until they're all gone, voted out of office.
Well, when you have the media on your side, they can take 400 pages of anything and find that one or two word, flip it around.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, CNN, I showed you this morning. They said the Mueller report was a damning image of the Trump presidency.
That's how they headlined it.
That was the headline on screen all morning on CNN.
Yep, I hear you loud and clear. Give me one more before the break.
Jeff says the Dems will not give up, and come 2020 when he wins again, they'll find something else to keep this up.
And then we'll have four more years. Four more years. All right, let's see. Let's go into the break a minute early on News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is the Bison's first pitch forecast. Let's see, what's going on? It's a Friday night bash. The Bison's take on the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders 6:05 tonight. Fun continues with a fantastic post-game fireworks show. And the forecast, let's see, mild with rain showers today, 61. Saturday, cooler with rain showers, 57. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a few rain showers and a high of 57. We got a text from Terry from Texas. Terry was just on the phone. We were just talking to him. Says, my fellow listeners have no idea why I referred to John Elway in regard to AOC, but you guys do, and that's what counts. Yeah, he sent us something. We can't use it on the air. But it's not obscene. It's funny. But it's very objectionable. You know what I'm talking about? So there are certain guidelines that maybe we don't want to cross. But it's funny. It's very, very funny.
You guys get to see the text. I don't.
Yeah, don't. It's not a day at the beach all the time. I can tell you that right now. Let's go to John in Cheektowaga. John, you're on WBN.
Hi, Sandy. Did you happen to see the thing on YouTube with Gerald Nadler and Candace Owens?
No, I did not. I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, she said to some representative, Lou, who was he played a tape of her saying, I forget exactly what it was, but it was just like a 10-second clip. And then she said, what you're doing is you're showing that you consider black people stupid.
Yeah, I did hear that, sure.
Yeah, Nadler started hitting his gavel, and he said, you can't say that the representative is stupid. I mean, what are his powers of comprehension if he can't listen to someone say something and not repeat it correctly?
Yeah. He never heard her. He never listened.
Yep. And then they showed the looks on the two representatives' faces. You knew they had gotten caught, and they knew they had gotten caught. And it was just, it was priceless. I mean, it just was a great example of what's wrong with our...
They get caught all the time. Maxine Waters got caught with those those three insurance companies,
yeah.
Bankers, I'm sorry, and found out that none of them even offer... what she was talking to them about.
Oh, for the college loans.
Yeah
when Candace nailed Nadler on that, he just shrugged his shoulders like, oh, what do you expect from me?
His little chubby shoulders.
Yeah. All right,
thank you very much. That's a good name for a rock star, Chubby Shoulders.
Chubby Shoulders? Ladies and gentlemen, Chubby Shoulders!
So here we go. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, somebody thanks us for the traffic report. It says, Tony, you nailed it. Perfect question for a poll. Who will be the scapegoat before it hits Obama? Yeah, being a former president, that's it, you better have your act together, tightened up 10 ways a Sunday. But if you do, I think justice is justice. Go where you have to go and get the job done. And a lot of questions, of course, about Hillary. And so we've got a lot of stuff going on. It's all part of the swamp.
Just don't testify against her because you may have to you may have to schedule a suicide.
Yeah, you know, when you testify against her, you have to sign a healthcare proxy. That ought to give you an idea.
Your insurance goes up.
Oh, you want to testify against Hillary Clinton? Okay, who is your next of kin? We have that here. Healthcare in case you stop breathing. Yes,
your life right. Insurance drops you
exactly. Who do you want to get the house in Chappaqua? Very nice. Should we have anything for the lady in the blue dress? No? Well, she already gave it the office. She really gave it the office. It's a new term. I gave it the office because she did. And everybody knows it.
Do you prefer to be sent out to the middle of Wyoming after your testimony under a different name?
Exactly. So that's, you don't mess with the Clintons. That's just the way it goes. All right. No, I can't use that one. I'm looking at the screen while I'm talking to you.
By the way, I've heard that she or the Clintons have taken out a hit, political hit on Biden. They want to get him out of there, and the rumor is so that Terry McAuliffe could run.
Oh, God. Terry McAuliffe?
Yes.
What a hack he is. He was a hack as an assistant. He was a hack as governor. That's just the way it goes, though. You know what? I think that he's too late for the party. I really do. I think Joe's a little too late. The bus has already left, and he'll have to just have a little sandwich with the potato chips and the soft drink and sit under the tree and watch the world go by.
There's something else that's going on, and people need to keep an eye on this Ilhan Omar. I was reading yesterday that of her political donations, only 10% come from her area. So there's a lot of outside money going towards her campaign.
Well, she's symbolic, too, so people might try and jump on that. But the bottom line is those four that are newly elected to Congress, they're trying to take control of the bus. And I think Nancy Pelosi will probably be able to fight them off, but it'll be interesting to watch. And whatever it is, it'll be helpful to the Republicans.
So it'll be interesting to see if they put they back candidates that'll go up against Ilhan and AOC in primaries, because that's how they're going to have to take them out. So it's going to be interesting to see if Pelosi backs them or if it'll be done quietly.
All right, let's see, Sandy. I want to see the full Michael Caputo testimony released now for transparency. Now, Caputo is mentioned in the report, from what I read. I'm going to get caught up this weekend on everything concerning that, but it'll be interesting to see what kind of a mention he gets in there. What did he testify twice?
I think it was twice. David Bellavia's got a nice take on it. I think it's on our website, WBEN.com, his takes from it. It was pretty interesting.
This says, Sandy, I'm a registered Dem. I keep it to be a spoiler. Marty and Elmo. Well, that's what Whitmerhall does, too.
Ken Hamilton.
Ken Hamilton does that. He registers in the other party so he can go in the primary.
Yes.
Which is pretty smart,
right.
Actually.
I used to do that.
Did you do that, too?
Yes.
Oh, you troublemaker. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, but then it's like, no, I can't be a part of this party.
Okay, that about wraps it up. Beamer, you're going to be on vacay, huh?
Yeah, going to Denver, Colorado with the fam for next week.
Rocky Mountain High.
That's right. Might try some Rocky Mountain oysters.
Ew.
Well, have a good time.
We'll do.
Enjoy yourself. We'll see you in a week or so.
Can't wait to be back with you guys.
All right, Tony, good to see you back, and we'll see you on
good
Monday.
Good to be back. These long weeks are killing me.
Monday at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.